The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, we're continuing with Ma'ariv, Shemon Esrei, Birchas V'Olam HaShinim. It's the third bracha for the brachas. L'asid lovoi, the things, the tikkun that we want in the world that we don't have right now. Olam HaShinim was nitkan a little bit later than the rest of Shemon Esrei by Shmuel HaKotan. Olam HaShinim are those people within Klal Yisrael that give over information to the authorities, so that we will not be able to behave in proper fashion. And this is a tefillah for all the different koiches hara, different people and groups that are doing what they can to limit the hashpah of Yiddishkeit, of the Jewish religion. The matzinim are the people that give over information to the authorities, detrimental information about the Shemir Torah mitzvahs. Kol Arisha Kerega Tovei, that's a general thing. Oivecho Mehei Kereisa, the people that hate you. What does it mean they hate Hashem? It means they hate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain way he wants us to behave. They want to be independent. They want to be chofshi. Do what I want. I shouldn't be told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Oivecho. Just anybody who hates Klal Yisrael is Bechlal, but the frat, ones who are doing things against the religion. Hazedim are people that intentionally try to limit the religious practice or the chashivas of the religion. And this is something that we have to deal with Kavona. There is a concept of Avos Yisrael, we love every Jew. But we have to be honest with ourselves and realize that there are quite a few Jews that are dafka going out of the way to try to limit the Torah mitzvahs. People that took out Nezalza clearly, that Shmir Shabbos, Tairis Yisrael. And unfortunately, in our own country, we have these comments being made. And even to the fact that it affects the different laws that were enacted over the years. I remember when I came to Eretz Yisrael, it was unheard of, except for maybe in Haifa, certain areas, the Yerushalayim, for example. Unheard of a store being opened on Shabbos. When a store would want to open up, they make a whole ASIC and close it down. Kashrus, all the basic things. Even those, it was a nice, because that's the power of the Frum people was less than. It was a secular country. Hashem saw we were so weak that we needed this chizik. And like I said, the status quo was a status quo of basic public Shemiras Torah mitzvahs. Kamufan, the majority, unfortunately, did not keep the Torah mitzvahs as it is today. There are more people who shemir Torah mitzvahs today. But at least there were certain agreements that. And now, as time goes on, people have no busha. And maybe it's not even an issue of busha. It's has to do with two things. One of these Zaydin from, I don't know how many, 20, 30 years ago, was at the time a certain woman was appointed the Sarat HaChinuch, in charge of Chinuch. She changed the whole curriculum of the secular schools. The secular schools always had a certain level of learning Torah. Not Torah, I mean, learning the basic Jewish things. You know, a secular child is entitled to know a little bit his history, that there was somebody Avram Avinu, somebody Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a concept, Shabbos. And they took it out completely. Zaydim to the effect that you have kids growing up in Tel Aviv that know less than secular Jews in America. It's a tragedy within our midst. And giving such a negative flavor to religion, even though deep down so many people, even the very secular people, realize there's something special about the religion, even if they're not keeping the religion. Etzem, the heart of the Jewish people, is with Hashem deep down. Rovova used to say that you should know that almost every Jew in this country is on the verge of tshuva, just need to be hit in the right fashion, touched in the right fashion. The only ones that have no hope are the politicians, because that's the business. Politicians, newspaper men, these people. There, the Zaydim, Al-Shinim, Hishoim. Kamavan and the Tfilah, we're not davening that they should die. It doesn't say we should die. They should have no hope for their way. They should have no power. They should be rendered powerless. They should be subdued. But the foolish attitude that some people say, oh, it's all Jews, what's your problem, blah, blah, blah. Where's it coming from? Is it coming from Avos Yisrael? Is it coming from lack of sensitivity to the way things are supposed to look? We're not talking about how we have a personal thing against anybody. It's nothing personally. We love every Jew, and adarabah, we nostalgia should be chayzer b'tshuva. But that the effect that they're having on Klal Yisrael, the terrible, detrimental effect that exists, the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nezer said, he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, he said that he once saw Chilul Shabbos in his life, and he felt that it affected his clarity in Torah. That's the way a Jew is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place that every single Jew is Shomer Shabbos. Every Jew is keeping the Targum Mitzvahs. Everybody's excited and proud about himself. It's not that we have to try to stick up for ourselves, and sometimes even our own people, the front people, are embarrassed to say, yes, we are proud of being Shomer Shabbos. We are proud of keeping the Targum Mitzvahs. We don't feel we're lacking anything because we can't go surfing on Shabbos. Adarabah, we have Rachmanis. We don't feel bad that we can't use open internet. We have Rachmanis and the people that have to do these things. And this is at this time of year specifically. We're talking now the time that we're supposed to feel what we're lacking, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. This comes into something that we, at least at this time of year, we have to strengthen within ourselves. I feel I'm lacking something. I'm not davening Lama L'Shinim Stam. It's something that's so necessary. It's necessary for me, for bringing up my children. Even if we all remain frum, but the fact that all these things are things that we're exposed to, it weakens our ability to have that clarity in our Avodas Hashem. The fact that our tefillahs are not what they be is part of it because of this. Because if everybody would see that Hatzlacha in life is based on tefillah, and we'd all daven with all our hearts. The whole world is mezalzel in tefillah. Mezalzel not kodesh bochum, but from kololi, and we're exposed to that. So we happen to be the ones that hold it.
Kol halashon.
If we happen to be the ones hold of it, we're not really strong. It weakens us, and weakens our children, weakens our family. And that's why we have to have a tefillah that the hashpah of the malshinim, the risha, the zaydim, the oyvei Hashem, all these people, that unfortunately we're not holding them. You know, we're not saying that they're doing it because whatever, but the fact is they're doing it. It's because of their ignorance. But after all the ignorance, or because they want COVID, or whatever they want power. This is something they're doing, which is terrible, terrible, terribly damaging us, damaging ourselves, damaging Klal Yisrael. Zechir Hashem Takodesh Baruch Hu. If think how we would feel if somebody we have a parent which we love so much, and there's somebody constantly being the zazel in that parent, and the parent has a certain position. Let's say the parent is a rov. There's somebody in town that's always been the zazel. This rov is just saying shtuyot and don't listen to him. He's just making you have an unpleasant life. You can have such a much enjoyable life not listening to the rov. How we'd feel and daven, do whatever we can to be memayit, to limit the koich of the other person who's damaging this beloved father of us, who we know who's doing a thing that's so much beneficial, so much necessary for everybody else. We have a Vinu Shema Shemayim. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we're going around and saying, yeah, the Seder, they're not educated, what do you want? And we're not Mizragish, we don't feel the pain, it shows that we're disconnected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the Chalami, if you feel you can't have Lama Shinim, at the end of the field, say, you know, I feel terrible about myself. Forget about them. I feel that I'm so disconnected from Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't even feel the pain that Kodesh Baruch Hu has from the fact that people are taking his innocent children and making it harder for them to be shomer to mitzvahs. The ones that potentially want to be miskarev to cause a zilzal, that they should be embarrassed to do so. So many people that will naturally would be choizah b'tshuva, they're just pushed and embarrassed. It's a social thing, and they're going to be looked at as outcasts. So they become these. Go back to the behavior of the Middle Ages. Yes, Adarab, there's something good about the Middle Ages. The moral state of the Middle Ages, I don't know what it was by the Goyim, but by the Jews. Forget about the Goyim. The Goyim were always what they were. But by the Jews, there was a time that the Jewish values were so special. So special. We were so proud of every single mitzvah we have. Whether it was easy for us to mekayim or not so easy for us to mekayim. But we know that this is our success. There's a book written in the Middle Ages, an almona in Germany. It's translated into English even. It's a beautiful story how she describes how she gave up everything in life just so her kids should be able to get the proper chinuch to be tamid chachamim. It was so obvious in the town that she lived in that this is what success is all about. This is what life is all about. This is what we created for. She went through tremendous hardships, to all kind of hard work and different things. And Mamash Hagashmiz was nothing, but she was full of excitement and pride that, Baruch Hashem, my children will be Talmid Chachomim. This is the type of situation. Like Chazal already say, Hizor v'vnei aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah. Sometimes darker from the people, the poor people, the people that don't seem to have anything, their children come out the most successful because they're more focused, they're not confused by all the other things that Olam Hazeh has to offer. I'll call upon him. We're talking about this bracha. We started off our brachas to Kabbalah Sheva Godel. We should all get together. Kabbalah Yachad. We should all be guided and recognize that we're the one nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have our one values to be the Am Hashem. We want the proper leaders, Hashiva Shevtenik V'Yishayna. We want all those things. And together with that, we're not just looking at the future and forgetting about the present state. We're focusing on our present state is not good. Yes, we have what to thank Hashem, and that we thank Hashem constantly for. But together with that, Hashem wants us to feel. This is the type of Aitor. I appreciate the value of having a country and a place to live in that is only supportive of Torah and Mitzvahs. I realize it's such a different life experience. It affects the way I behave. It affects the way my children behave. When I have to mevatar on something, I have to give up something. I'm mevatar on Ruchnis or Gashmis. If Ruchnis is number one, and obviously, when Vatal Gashmi is before Ruchnis, and in the world frame of society is the other way around, then that affects us also. Together with that, like we're saying, it's a time of Avos Yisrael. The deepest expression of Avos to another Jew is to care about his Ruchnis, because that's the most important part. There's so many people that miss the boat at this point. There's foolish people, even religious people. Leave them alone. This is their way of life. They grew up secular. What do you want from them? What do you mean? If you know somebody that's Rahman Islam blind, and you know a certain therapy that he can be able to see, but it's not as easy therapy to do. You want to do everything you can to try to mechanize the person to go through the therapy, because you know what life is with eyes. It's a different experience of life. If a person has some other thing that he can't walk, he can't use his hands, whatever it is, and you have a way that you know for sure will help him, that's the biggest after Echa Kamoichi. You can say, oh, he's happy the way it is. Why? In Kavach Chaimah here, this is much more than that. This is a person that's dead in a certain state. If he's not being over to Hashem, so he's alive for a few years, and then, Chumad Islam, nothing remains. He can't have the Olam Haba that he's entitled to. Our Chumad is just for them, and our Avos Yisrael should point out, pour out, I care about them. And together with that, I'm being mispalas Bracha Lam Al-Shinim, that the ones that are being lashpi on these type of people and creating this avirah, spirit of zilzul, should lose their power, should be subdued, broken, b'meir v'yemein as soon as possible, because we want not only ourselves but every Jew to be united and realize the true values we have. Should be zeichel in that to see the tzaddik Shmuel HaKotan, who was a person who cared about so many other Jews, as we mentioned some other time, that he was willing to be mezalzel himself to prevent other Jews from embarrassment. He didn't care because he cared about Jews. He's Davka, the one who was Masakin, Lamal Sinin, that these Jews that are causing weakness in Yiddishkeit should be subdued and lose their power, because he realized what is really important to Yiddishkeit, what's important to every Jew. This is one of the important things. Maybe Zeicha, to feel this, and these days of Avelis. And like we're saying, we're talking about Tfilas Mai, we went through the day, and in the course of the day, generally we hear certain things, we're exposed to different things. Whether we're exposed to the words of these Malshinim, the Zuzul of these Malshinim, or we're exposed to just seeing, going through the day, and you see all these people that are not Shema to Mitzvahs, that have no inkling where to go, then I'm Machshav it because of this Avirah that we have over here. By Mayer, we're finishing our day and say, oh, Halavai, tomorrow we have to see the day where everybody's Makir, Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're Zayud Hashem Be'emes, Be'simcha, Be'tovim, Shebizeicha, Be'mheir, V'imein, to see the Shviras HaOivim and the Sreivimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'mheir, V'imein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.